Student's Book, English Conversation, Lesson 2, Conversation, Television. Year 1922, Rigby, Idaho, USA. The blackboard was covered with drawings. Philo Farnsworth, a 16-year-old boy, was making them. Justin Tolman, the school science teacher, walked in. "What are you doing? What are these drawings about?" Tolman asked the boy with interest. "These are the drawings of my first invention," answered the usually shy boy. "And what is your invention, after all?" "It's a way of sending pictures through the air. I call it television. May I show you what I'm talking about? You are the only person I know who can understand me." Tolman looked at the details of the drawings and kept thinking about them for a long time afterwards. What an interesting, different boy, he thought. Tolman noticed that Philo attended more advanced science classes than his own, just to watch, as the boy said. And Philo spent all his free time reading any technical books the school library had. Year 1926, Salt Lake City, Utah, USA. Philo was working as an office boy. Many important businessmen came into the office where he worked. One of these was George Everson, a businessman from San Francisco, who got interested in Philo's ideas, took him to California, and made him explain his invention to other businessmen. The men became so interested in the young inventor that they gave him $25,000 to help him work on his idea. After a short time, the invention was ready. Philo sent his drawings to Washington and wrote a letter asking for the patent rights on television. Another man called Vladimir Zorykin had, in the meantime, also been working on television. Zorykin in New York and Farnsworth in California. The two projects were different, but the result was the same, and both men had asked for the patent rights at the same time, practically. The patent office asked both of them to come to Washington for a hearing. The important question at the hearing would be, which of the two men could prove that he had been the first to invent television? Farnsworth remembered he had made the first drawing of television on a blackboard 4 years earlier, and that only his teacher had seen it. So the search for Mr. Tolman, the science teacher, began. They finally found him in another town, and he promised to come to the hearing. At the hearing, he confirmed having seen the drawing on the blackboard. He remembered the drawing well and the explanation that went with it. And he made the drawing on another blackboard and repeated the explanation. That made Philo Farnsworth get the patent rights. In part, Farnsworth's successes came to him because of his own genius and effort, and in part it was because of Everson and Tolman, two men who believed in him. The present system of television uses the best ideas of both Farnsworth and Zorykin. Hearing. Search. Went with it. To go with it.